Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody shout hallelujah to the King tonight. Church, are you ready to take back all that the enemy has stolen? Reclaim the systems of this world, for the kingdom of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord. How can we walk around and tell them, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back? Tonight, Father, we reclaim the mountains. We go forth in the power and authority. Come on, SG, lift it down. Say, can you hear?
Can you hear the call of the warrior? Can you hear the servant
of God? Now's the time.
Now's the time to put on your armor. Now's the time.
Say, can you hear?
Can you hear?
Another Kingdom Builders International broadcast. Glory be to God, and I thank God for everyone who has called in. I give a shout out for all our internet listeners. This is Evangelist Hannah. Continue to enjoy the music, and I will return. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, tonight, every first and third Monday of the month, we have Apostle Pearl Flowers. Glory be to God. And he is our speaker tonight, and I just know that he is a general in the army of the Lord, and he's full of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Apostle, are you on the line?
Amen. I'm here. God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless you also, Apostle. I just plead the blood of Jesus over you, and I thank you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And I thank you that this program shall go forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood over the phone lines. I plead the blood over the airways, over the internet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that you would just penetrate somebody's heart through the man of God and the word that he's going to speak tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. A quarter will see you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And at this time, Apostle, I yield the lines to you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Those that are streaming live via internet, those that are listening by their cell phones, thank God for you. Most of all, I thank God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank him for salvation. Thank the Lord for what he is doing in this hour, in this time, and even in these last days that we are in. It's a glorious time to be in the last days. And I thank God for the host, Evangelist Hannah. Thank God for Prophetess Teresa, amen, the founder. And we just give God the glory and the praise and the honor for technology in these last days and these end times that we're in. That's what God designed technology for, is basically really is to spread the gospel, to get the gospel out, to go places that we cannot go physically. And so this is another tool to get the gospel out. So thank God for radio, internet, global internet, to get the gospel out, amen, across the world, across the globe, even as Jesus gave the charge to the disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. So this is another way of preaching the gospel and the word going into all the world through via internet and the various different technology to get the word of God out. So we just thank God for it. Father, I thank you. I praise you. I humble myself, Lord, even on tonight. Father, I agree with the woman of God concerning even the prayer, Lord, that she prayed over me, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as I go forth in your word, God. Father, I ask that you would help me to articulate your word to the hearers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that the people of God will be stirred up on tonight. I come against every demonic spirit, every force that would try to block and hinder the people of God from receiving that which you have for them on tonight, God. Lord, I thank you for salvation on tonight, for a call of salvation, God. Those that don't know you, Lord, those that may be in a backslidden state, God, those that may be straddled offense, God, I thank you, Lord, God, that you're married to the backslider. God, I thank you, Lord, for drawing them by your spirit, because can no man come except the Father draws them. So, Father, I ask that you begin to draw in the name of Jesus on tonight. And, Lord Jesus, even as I lift you up, Lord, you said that you would draw men unto you. So I lift you up on tonight, Lord Jesus, that you would do the drawing, God, in the name of Jesus, because I can do nothing without you, Lord. I am helpless without you. I need you. I need your presence. And Lord, the listening audience need you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, someone that is listening even on tonight needs a miracle. Someone's back is against the wall. Father, I release creative miracles, notable miracles, God, supernatural miracles be released on this airways, God, on this line on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Lord, I release the anointing of God that breaks and destroys every yoke in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the blood saturating and covering every household, Lord, every place of business, every place, Lord, in the workplace, wherever people may be tuned in by internet, God, or listening from their cell phones or landlines, God, in the name of Jesus, that your blood would saturate their surroundings, God, their dwelling places, God, in the name, whether in their, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I commission and release right now, God, your warm angels, God, to fight on behalf of the people of God. I release, God, your ministering angels to minister unto the people of God in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now that mantles be released, mantles be stirred up and activated, gifts be stirred in the name of Jesus. Lord, those that, Father God, seem to be weak, God, in the faith, God, I pray that you would strengthen them and that their faith would come alive even on tonight, God, that an extra fight, Father God, would kick off on the inside of them, God, to continue to fight the good fight of faith, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, that they would not be weary in well-doing, God. Your word declares that if we faint not, then we shall reap the harvest, knowing that the harvest is close. Reaping time is here. The reaping time is here. I come against doubt and unbelief, discouragement and disappointment in the name of Jesus. I come against every attack of the enemy that have tried to tear you down through words in the name of Jesus, mentally, physically, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just command it to be reversed right now, all forms of witchcraft in the name of Jesus, whether it's black magic, white magic, voodoo, hoodoo, vexes, spells, incantation, chanting, in the name of Jesus, candle burning, burning incense in the name of Jesus against the church, against the people of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise right now. I come against the witchcraft of Santeria in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we praise you, Lord, that no weapon that is formed against the people of God, it shall not prosper, shall not stand. And every tongue that rises up against us, God, you say we have the authority to condemn it in the name of Jesus. Lord, I command every stronghold of the enemy to come down on tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God, amen and amen. If you can, I'd like for you to grab a pad and grab a pen to take down some notes, to take some scriptures down on tonight. Also, to just welcome you and to Restore Paths to Dwell In broadcast on tonight. And I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be in high expectation. Always be in high expectation whenever the man of God or the woman of God is releasing the word of God and what the Lord is saying unto you. Be expecting, be looking for a move of God, because we don't serve a dead God. God is yet alive. He lives forevermore. Amen. God is still moving. God still sits upon his throne, regardless of what the world may be saying, the news may be saying, the media may be saying, the newspapers may be saying, or regardless of whatever negative reports the people may be saying. God is still alive, and God is still in control, and God is still moving. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible for God. I just want you to get excited, because I want you to get excited because you are a part of this end time move. If you're still alive, you still got breath in your body, you still have the activities of your limb, you're able to get up and move around. Amen. You're called into the army. You're called into the service of the Lord. You're called into the end time ministry. What are you saying, preacher? What do you mean I'm called to the end time ministry? I'm not called to minister in the pulpit. The word of God said that we all are called to be ministers. Ministers of the gospel. You confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. That means that you are called to be a minister of the gospel. You might not necessarily have a pulpit ministry, but yet you're still called to minister the good news of the gospel to someone, to tell them the good news about Jesus, and tell them and let them know that Jesus still saved, that Jesus loved you, that Jesus will forgive your sins. There's nothing no sins too small or too great that Jesus won't forgive. Amen. But I want to encourage you on tonight about being not weak in the faith. That's what I'm going to be ministering on tonight, is being not weak in the faith. Go with me to Romans, the 4th chapter, starting at the 19th verse. That's Romans, the 4th chapter, starting at the 19th verse. I'm going to read the 19th through the 21st verse along those lines. I want you to be with me. Like I said, get a pad, get a pen, and take this down, these scriptures down, and read them for yourself in your own time. Meditate on it. Selah. Ponder on it. Think about it. Meditate on it. And then on the word of God, as he said in his word, to meditate on it day and night. Get your daily nourishment, your food on tonight. This is something to meditate on. I know those of you that may be listening, some of you are experiencing some difficult times, some trying times, even some trying and some testing, even in the area of your faith. I know you've been receiving prophetic word after prophetic word, confirmation after confirmation that what God has promised concerning your life. And I know it seemed kind of rough. I know it seemed kind of dim. Amen. But know that God is faithful concerning his word, and that God will fulfill that which he said that he's going to do. In Romans, the 4th chapter, starting the 19th verse, and the word of God says, and being not weak in faith. So I want you to grab hold of that faith. He considered not his own body now dead. Now this is Abraham, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, which was his wife. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So now let's look at the word faith. I want to give a definition of faith from the Merriam-Webster dictionary. Faith. Faith means to be a firm, is to have a firm belief in something for which there is no proof. I have to say that again. A firm belief in something for which there is no proof. Complete trust without questions. Now, how many people have some faith like that, where you just your belief is firm? You believe God where there's no proof. You have complete trust in Him, and you don't even question God. Amen. And you don't even question Him in what you believe in, because you're holding fast and holding firm to His word. But there are those that are struggling right now. There are those that are kind of wavery right now concerning their faith, because they've been, you know, taking one hit after another hit. When it seemed like you're just about getting over one hurdle, then there's another hurdle. When it seemed like you got through this one storm, all of a sudden here comes another storm. And then after that, another storm, and I know you're like ready to just go, now what next? I'm pretty sure that's the word that's coming out of your mouth now. What next? But God wants you to be firm in faith. He don't want you to be weak in faith. In Daniel, the word of God says that Satan comes to wear out the saints, to weary the saints, to wear them out. So it's his job, it's his assignment to come to wear you out, to wear your faith out, to get you into a place where you doubt God or have unbelief, or walk into a place where you do not trust God, or that you're wavery concerning your decision, or concerning what you believe God, what you've been praying for, and then all of a sudden you're starting to waver on it, and God don't want you to do that. But the enemy is just doing his job, because he knows that he only have a short time, so he's only doing his job. So God don't want you too much to be concerned and focusing on what the enemy is doing. But God wants you to stand firm in faith, stand firm like Abraham did. Abraham was not weak in the faith. So God said, will say unto you on tonight to be not weak in the faith. Notice the word of God said in Romans, the 4th chapter, 19th verse, it said, and being not weak in faith. So Abraham was in faith. So God wants you to be in faith as well. And now Abraham was 100 years old. And the word of God, was saying about the deadness of his body. And Sarah, she was barren. And so as we read on in the word of God, it says that he staggered not at the promise, because God had promised him a son. He said kings and nations are going to come from his loins. And so he stood on that. He stood on what God said unto him. Now, Abraham came from a background that his father was idolatry. There was a lot of idol worship. His family, he came from a well-to-do family. They were rich. They had money and resources. Even though God came and spoke to him and promised him these things and promised him great wealth and all that, and I'm pretty sure Abraham could have been like, well, I already got wealth. I already have everything that I need, so why would I need to follow after you or trust what you say? But Abraham didn't even question. He just went on and had to have faith and went on and followed after God and believed and stood on what he said concerning him and what was going to come forth from out of him, the nations and so on, from his loins. And as the word of God declares, that he was fully persuaded that what he had promised, that what God had promised, he was able to perform. And how many know, you got to think back on how many times that you believe God and God came through for you. God wants you to meditate, Selah, again, the Hebrew word, and go back to the days when you were going through hard times, tough times, and you prayed and you fasted and you believed God, and God wants you to look back on those days and still believe him concerning those days as well, that he brought you from that, and that he's the same God that can still do it today, this same day. So if he did it back then, he would still do it today, even though it may seem kind of rough, it may seem kind of hard, it may seem kind of tough for what you're going through, amen, but God is still that same God that will still see you through. Beloved, you got to be fully persuaded in your own mind that God will perform that which he said that he would do, and that he is well able. That's why the word declares that he would do exceedingly, abundantly, Ephesians 3:20, above all that we can ask or think, according to what? The power that worketh in us. If you got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, you got power. Amen. Amen. And the word of God said, come boldly. You can come boldly before the throne of God, and you can petition, and you can ask, amen, what you believe in God for, and believe God that God is going to bring it to pass, what your petition is thrown for, according to his perfect will. So we got to pray according to the will of God. And I want to just bring up a story. This is a true story. Another apostle, another man of God, a friend of my wife and myself. Amen. We network together. We do ministry. Actually, we're part of the same network, apostleship and network and everything. And so he was sharing with us a vision that he had some time ago, some years ago, and how him and another prayer partner, they decided to go on a 7-day fast. And he began to come together. He was going to shut away at this particular prayer. He was going to shut away at this particular prayer partner's house. And so they shut away in the basement. And well, actually, before they shut away in the basement, people knew that they were going to shut away. I guess they must have announced it or whatever. They were going to shut away and be, you know, shut away for 7 days and everything. And so people began to put their request in. Well, could you bring this before the Lord concerning this? You know, I want to be mayor. So it was a couple of, maybe like three couples that were looking to get married. And so they want to know if it was God's will or if it was time. And some other people have some other requests and so on and everything. So the man of God wrote them down. And then so him and his prayer partner, they went on in and took them into prayer. And then they began to fast and begin to pray and begin to seek the face of the Lord, begin to call out to the Lord and begin to petition the throne of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them in the third day of the fast. And the angel of the Lord told them that the Lord has heard their prayers and their requests, to told them to stop the fast, to come off the fast, because the Lord has heard them and come to answer them and to answer their requests, their petitions. And so the man of God, he began to show concerning the list that was written down concerning the people's marriages. So he began to ask about that. And the angel of the Lord began to let him know this couple here that wants to be married, God said, no, it's not his will. Okay, this couple here that wants to be married, God said, it's not time yet for them to wait longer. It's not time yet. And then there was another couple that wanted to be married, and he said, God said, it's not his will for them to be married. And then so he began to go down the list. The angel of the Lord began to go down the list. And so he had a lot of stuff on the list. He said he had a lot of personal stuff on the list. And he said the angel looked at him and said, nope, all the way down the list. So he got discouraged about it. And so one thing that the angel pointed out on the list was the gift of miracles, the working of miracles. So the angel said, yes, this is God's will for your life, the workings of ministry, especially for the work that God has called you to do. And so that encouraged him that, you know, that God did have something that God had ordained for, you know, his life, that it was for him to move and to operate in and everything. And so what I'm saying is, beloved, as you believe God, especially according to his will, God, whatever God has promised you in his perfect will, well, actually, if it's in his will, he's going to bring it to pass. Amen. So it, even though certain things may be delayed, does not mean that it's denied. So don't let your faith get weary. Don't let your faith get weak while you're waiting and you believe in God, even though you may be experiencing the storm. God is pulling the best out of you. God wants you to stand on the foundation that he has planted you on, because God is taking many of you to another place, another dimension in him. There are some things that God is preparing you for, that he wants you to walk into, that he has promised for your life, and he don't want you to shipwreck, so to speak, and he don't want you to prematurely mess up or go back or cause it to cause you to backslide, amen, for what he's about to release into your life. You want to make sure that you're ready, that you're prepared, that you're mature enough, and mentally that you're mature enough and sound, amen, and mature with the fruits to be able to handle, amen, what he's about to release into your life and what he has promised you, amen. So let's get back into the word of God here. In Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and the first verse, it said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you're hoping. Amen. The word of God says here, you're hoping. Faith is the substance of things that you're hoping for. So there's some things right now that you're hoping for, and you're yet waiting for the evidence in this natural realm, amen, for it to be seen. Even though it's not seen right now, you're hoping for it, and it's not seen right now in this natural realm, but you're seeing it in the spirit, and it's going to materialize in the natural realm. God is going to bring it to pass in the natural realm. You have the angel of the Lord that I dispatch right now that is working on bringing those things to pass in the natural realm on your behalf. Amen. I'm reminded of Mary Kay Baxter. I don't know if any of you are familiar, read her book or listened to her tape of Divine Revelation of Hell, but also she wrote a book on Divine Revelation of Heaven. And I know she says in Divine Revelation of Heaven that the angel of the Lord are constantly going before the Father, bringing our requests before him, bringing our petition before him. God is saying yes, and God is saying no concerning our petition. So know that the angel of the Lord are constantly bringing our prayers and what we believe in God for before the Father. Amen. So in verse 6 it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. So, beloved, you got to have faith. That is what pleased God. You know, you're crying and woe is me and oh Lord. No, God is moved by faith. Amen. You can cry. There's nothing wrong with crying. There's nothing wrong with shedding tears. Amen. But through the midst of your crying, through the midst of your shedding tears, amen, have faith, still believe God. Amen. Begin to, afterwards, after you've done all your crying, after you've done all your weeping, begin to shed yourself, amen, and still continue to stand in faith and still continue to believe God, because this is what pleases God. I'm not saying this, but you're hearing it from the Word of God. This is not Carl saying, but this is what God is saying from his Word. You're hearing it for yourself through the Word of God. For it says, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, you hear that? He is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So through the midst of your testing, your trials right now, continue to just be diligent in your seeking God. Continue to be diligent regardless of the blows that you may be getting hit with, regardless of the adversity that may be coming up against you, regardless of things that may be trying to shake your faith or trying to move you. Continue to be diligent in the things of God. Continue to stand firm. Continue to speak the Word of God. Continue to speak what God is saying, which is his Word. Put God in remembrance of his Word. His Word of God declares, put me in remembrance of my Word. Amen. So because we know that God cannot, like, he's a God that cannot lie, nor he's the Son of Man. He's not like us, that he must repent. If he said it, he would do it. So you have to speak what he have already said, what he've already spoken. So begin to line yourself up and begin to speak, prophesy, and declare the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. The Word of God says that he's a reward of them that diligently seek him. Know that payday is coming after a while. Know that your reward, amen, is coming. God is going to reward you because of your diligence, because of you diligently seeking him. Amen. So I want to go on with stagger. Amen. I want to give a definition for stagger. And stagger means to waver in purpose or action, hesitate, to cause to doubt. So that's like the opposite of faith. You know, to be fearful, to be doubtful, unbelief. Amen. One minute you believe God, the next minute you don't. The next minute you believe God again, the next minute you don't. So what you're doing, you're staggering. You're wavering in purpose and in action. You're hesitating. You're starting to doubt. In James 1, turn with me quickly to James, the first chapter, starting at the third verse. I'm going to read the third and the fourth verse. It said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith work of patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. See, God wants patience to be developed on the inside of you. God wants a patience to have a perfect work, and that you may be perfect and entire and wanting nothing. Amen. Possessing, hallelujah, the Word of God says, hallelujah, possessing nothing but having all things. Amen. In the spirit. That's the word right there. Amen. You're rich in the spirit. God wants you to grab hold, prosper in the spirit first, and then the natural, amen, is going to begin to manifest, amen, because you are of the kingdom. But that's through faith. Amen. The ministers, as the Word of God said, the just shall live by his faith. So you have to live by faith, saints of God. And I want you to skip down in the same chapter and go down to the sixth verse. The sixth verse, James. First chapter, go down to the sixth verse. Amen. I'm going to read the sixth, the seventh, and the eighth verse. It said, but let him ask in faith. So you have to ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. That's that staggered in you. That's what I'm talking about, staggered. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. That's the word of God. James said it right there. Don't think that you're going to receive anything from God if you're back and forth, back and forth. You straddle the fence. One minute you believe God, next minute you don't. So don't think that you're going to receive anything of the Lord. I know it sounds kind of hard. I know you're like preaching, man, you're laying down the javelin there. You're coming kind of strong there. You know, this is the word. James is saying this. He said, let no man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Verse 8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, would you want to be with, you know, in partnership with somebody that's double-minded? One minute, you know, they, you know, hey, let's go, let's go and do a business together. Okay, yeah, let's do a business. No, I don't think I want to do a business. No, yeah, come on, let's do this business. No, I don't think I want to do this business. Is that somebody you want to do some business with? No, if somebody's back and forth like that, no, you don't want to do no business with somebody like that. So it's like the same thing when it comes to the things of God. God don't want us to be back and forth with him like that. When tough times come, hard times come, and then next thing you know, we start falling away. Why? Because we're losing faith, and we're not believing God. We're starting to falter and everything, and then we're starting to stagger. And then before you know it, we're back out there. And I know some people, you know, that are like that. I mean, that was believing God, and then next thing you know, they went through some tough times, and they end right back out in the world. I'm talking about these were people that were in the church, and I believe these were some people that I knew that had been in the things of God longer than me. And I'm talking about these were some people that were some gifted people can tell you if you had holes in your socks and prophesy and tell you that you got holes in your socks, just as gifted like that. But that tells you right there when there's no character, when you don't have the word, you don't have the fruit. You know, your gift will only take you so far. So that's why it's very important to be rooted in the Word of God, to have the fruits of the Spirit, to have the character of God, to be seasoned, amen, in the things of God. Because if you're not seasoned in the things of God, then you're not going to be able to stand when the storms come and things come your way. Amen. So God wants you to stand again and be not weak in the faith. Be not double-minded. And I want to encourage you, don't hang around somebody that's double-minded, can't make up their mind concerning none, the unstable concerning their decision-making and so on and everything. So you really don't want to be around anybody that's like that, amen, because you know, next thing pretty soon, you know, that's going to kind of like, you know, rub off on you, and next thing you're going to find yourself being double-minded and wavering, especially if you're not strong in the things of God and you're connected with that. And then you're in fellowship with somebody that's like that. You need to be around people that believe like you do, have faith like you do. Amen. Even though they may get a little bit, you know, maybe like discouraged some or whatever, yet they still believe God, and God will use you to encourage them and vice versa and so on, that will help keep you strong in the faith. Those are the people that you need to be around. Amen. Getting back into the Word of God here. Amen. In Mark 11 chapter, the 13th, I hope you're writing this down. Mark 11 chapter, starting at the 13th, I'm going to read to you the 13th and the 14th verse, and it says, and seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. Now, this is Jesus. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Now Jesus was hungry. I believe he had just came off a fast and everything, and he saw this tree, it was green, and I know it got some fruit on it. Jesus walked up to it. I'm pretty sure Jesus was upset because, you know, I'm hungry, and you know, and now, you know, this tree sitting up there perpetrating and everything, there's no fruit on this tree. So Jesus cursed the tree. But Jesus was doing that for the sake of the disciples. He was showing them something. And I want to say this, you know, God had gave me some revelation from this, just, you know, from reading that text of scripture there, the verse of scripture. And I began to see, God began to show me in the word here how sometimes, you know, the enemy may bring a counterfeit, amen, before the real thing come. Whatever you believe in God for, sometimes, whether even I like to use our relationship, for example, you have, you know, many those that are in the body of Christ that is believing God for a spouse, a mate. A lot of times the enemy always send a counterfeit first before the real thing, before the authentic come along. And notice, whenever you believe in God for something, remember that the counterfeit always come first before the real thing. So it was a counterfeit. And so Jesus cursed that counterfeit, amen, that was right before him. And the Word of God says here in verse 20, skip down to verse 20 and 22. It says, in the morning as they passed by, the disciples, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering, said unto them, have faith in God. But another translation says, have the God kind of faith. So God wants you to have his faith. God wants you to speak like he speaks. Remember in the beginning, in Genesis, God said, and after he said, God saw what he said, and when he saw what he said that it was good. I know that's kind of like a tongue twister right there. In the beginning, amen, God said, and when God said, he saw what he said, and when he saw what he saw that it was good. Amen. So you have to speak and prophesy like God did. That's what I'm talking about, saints of God. You got to speak what God have already spoken, what God has already declared in his word, because, again, God only hears his word, and his word shall not return unto him void. So as you're lining yourself up with the word of God and you're speaking what the word says, amen, then you're going to see what you're prophesying. You're going to see what you're saying. And then after it come to pass and after it materialize, amen, it's going to be good. Amen. You're going to be encouraged. Amen. Notice that you're joyful, you're happy when God has brought that thing to pass. Amen. Like I said, think back on time past when you believed God and God brought your prayers to pass. He answered them and everything, how joyful you was, how you had testimony, getting up testifying, amen, about the goodness of the Lord, how you were riding around, amen, and the broken down car was always breaking down on you, but yet you was believing God. And then God blessed you with that vehicle. No personal testimony for myself and everything. I know my family and I, we were riding around in a, I believe it was a 96, a 96 white Mercury Sable, four-door Sable, all seven of us compacted in this car. And we needed a larger vehicle to hold our family. And so my wife and I, Prophet Sly, we began to, agree, amen, and begin to, believe God. But you know what? I said, we didn't even too much do that. I said, I just said to my wife, I said, you know what, let's just get up and let's just go to the dealership and see what happened. So we got up to go to the dealership and went on in there, amen, and so we just began to, the person began to, the salesperson began to ask what kind of vehicle we're looking for. We like, some spacious for our family. And so my wife, she began to speak up and say, direct to the point what she's looking for. She said, I want an SUV. So I want a truck. Amen. I want to be this, I wanted to have this in there. I wanted to have that. A CD. Got to have a CD player and so on. She was letting her request be made known. She's putting a petition out there and everything. So the guy, he's writing everything down. Okay. Okay. You want this? He said, I believe I have it. Just right here. And he went left out. And maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, he came back and said, I got it out there. Go out there and take a look at it. Went out there. Boom. And all he said, it is yours. All you do the paperwork and so on. It is yours. God had blessed us, amen, and allow us to have more space, amen, the room that we had needed for our family and everything. So I'm just saying that to encourage you, people of God, to be not weak in the faith that God is not respecter of persons. What he done for one, he'll do for another. Amen. So begin to speak, like I said, with the word of God. So even though you may not see it, even though your finances may say something different, even though your bank account may be in the negative, the prophesy, I'll be expecting each and every day. I know when we get up, we believe God, we begin to, before we go out, begin to pray, we begin to declare, we begin to be in high expectation during that day because we know that God has promised us. We begin to declare that today is the day that we walk into our inheritance, that we walk into what God has promised us. We begin to speak. We begin to prophesy unexpected money. Amen. We begin to say what the word says that men is going to give into our bosom on today. Amen. I say to you, people of God, God has blessed us when we have got up and we have declared that each and every day that the Lord allowed us to see another day. God have used people to bless us, call us up, and send us money in the mail, checks that you can cash. I ain't talking about checks that will bounce all everywhere like a basketball. But I'm talking about you need to be specific with your request. Amen. Checks that you can cash. Amen. Money deposit in my supernatural to my bank account that I can withdraw from. The reason why I'm saying that you can withdraw from, because I had another friend, amen, that had he had an account that he was supposed to have closed. The bank was supposed to have closed. It was still open, and somehow over $900,000+ was deposited into this account. And this account was supposed to have been closed. So mind you this, he did try to say, hey, you know, it's my account. They were supposed to close this account. And so, you know, he was trying to withdraw that money, but they had a freeze on that account. So they're trying to figure out where did this money come from. And so they had a hold on it and everything, and that he couldn't withdraw it and everything until they found out what's going on, where did it come from, or so on and everything like that. And so we began to, you know, be in agreement and begin to pray and bombard heaven and saying, God, we're going to release the money and so on and everything and so on. But unfortunately, amen, he didn't get the money. Amen, the money didn't come through and everything. The reason being why I'm saying that is, why I'm saying target your prayers is whenever you have a supernatural, you believe in God for a supernatural deposit or God moves supernaturally financially, amen, especially in that arena of your bank account, amen, you want to pray and say, God, that I can be able to withdraw, amen, this money, that it be unhindered, amen, that it won't be stopped, it won't be blocked, nothing will be in the way from me getting this money. Another true testimony, amen, which is going to really bless you and encourage your heart. God had this man of God and this woman of God. God was calling them to go into full-time ministry. One of them worked in a hospital, and I believe the other one was a teacher or something like that. And they were, you know, the Harleys, the bikes, you know, they like to, you know, ride on the bikes. God was calling them to evangelism, to go out, but just to do full-time ministry, and they needed the resource to do what God is calling them to do. The vision was great that God had given them. And so they went on and put in their resignation from their jobs and stuff and everything. So they decided to go to the bank and withdraw some money with whatever money they had in their account. And so they went to go and draw some money from the account, and they noticed, they looked on the slip, and they saw, well, is this right? This couldn't be correct. So they said, you know, it doesn't look right. So they noticed it was $1 million in their account. And so they went back to the teller and said, is this correct? Is this my, you know, account? They said, yes, this is your account. This is your money. And it was kind of like, you know, they still kind of questioned. It was hard for them to believe. You know what they said? Could you get the manager? And they got the manager. So they began to ask the manager, man, you know, is this real? Is this our money? So the manager began to investigate. He began to go into the accounts, and they said, yes, this is your money. It was deposited to your account, and it's your money. You can withdraw the money. And so say to God, amen, God is doing that today. And then that's another true story. So I want to encourage your heart that God, again, God is not a respecter of person. What God done for one, he'll do for another. So be not weak in the faith. Amen. God will give you provision for the vision that he has given you, especially those of you that are ministry, pastors, leaders, those that you are traveling evangelists. Amen. God will make a way. Continue to stand on the word of God. Continue to change your confession. Stop saying that and saying, well, God, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. No, change your confession. Begin to pray and say, the wealth of the wicked is released right now, and it's released into my hands right now. I'm coming, I'm walking into it right now. Begin to declare right now. Faith is right now. That's what this is. You heard me read earlier, Hebrews 11. What now faith is. So it's right now. So start praying that way, start speaking that way, start decreeing that way, like right now that you have it, now that you come into it, now that I'm walking into my inheritance, right now that I have that business, now that I have the resources, now that God is blessing me, amen, in my health and my body, I'll receive my miracle healing right now. That's a word for somebody, right now. Receive your miracle, amen. You need a miracle in your body right now. You need a miracle healing in your body. You may receive it right now. That's what I'm talking about, being in expectation, even as you're listening through the cell phone, your landline via internet or streaming right now. Receive it right now. Amen. It's for you right now. Receive your healing right now. You're going to have a testimony. Amen. I want you to call. When you get a chance, I want you to share your testimony, what the Lord has done for you in your physical body. God is still healing. The angel of the Lord with healing in his wings. Amen. Is ministering healing unto you right now. Those that are listening right now, if you need a healing in your body, whether it's high blood pressure, low blood pressure, if you're dealing with type 1, type 2, sugar diabetes, HIV, whatever the case may be that the doctor have said, the report said that this is what you have because of generational curses. Amen. Jesus, according to Galatians 3 and 13, Jesus was we were redeemed from the law of the sin of the curse. Jesus redeemed us from that, from the curse. Amen. So we're not under that anymore. So declare that for yourself. Amen. Just come against those generational curses that you don't receive. Generational curses. Just because your great grandparents may have had it, your grandfather may have had it, your grandmother may have had it. Amen. It don't mean that you have to have it. Cancer in the bloodline or heart problems and so on and everything. You do not. It can just start right here, right with you. You don't have to continue on through the bloodline. Why? Because you are a child of the King. You are a son. You are a daughter of the Most High God. You have power and authority. Amen. Begin to, like I said, begin to declare with the word of God so you know you can speak. Amen. Speak. Speak. That's why Jesus told the disciples, speak to this tallest mountain. Speak to the mountain. Tell it to be thou removed. And it shall be removed and cast into the sea without doubting. Amen. There's the key word, without doubting in your heart. But believe God, you know you can actually speak to your physical body. Begin to speak to that condition in your body and command it to get into line and for it to be healed. Amen. That's the type of power that you carry. But you got to believe that you walk in with power and have authority. Amen. You have to have faith and believe that, saints of God. Amen. Don't let the enemy tell you that you don't. You haven't been in this thing long enough. You don't have enough word on the inside of you to try to combat this thing and so on. All of you, if you born again, you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and say you have authority, you have power. That's living on the and resonating on the inside. If you're getting back to the Word of God, amen, I'm about to close. Amen, praise God. But the Word of God says here, 1 Timothy, go with me to 1 Timothy. Amen. But first, I want to bring out 3 points. The first one, again, just encourage you, be not weak in the faith, letting patience have a perfect work. Point two is to stagger not, being fully persuaded that God is able to perform what he says. Point three, call forth those things which be not. Prophesy warfare. What worlds are your words framing around you? Are they positive or are they negative? So what did you just say, preacher? What worlds, W-O-R-L-D-S, are your words framing around you? In Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and I believe the 6th, verse or somewhere up in that verse in the 11th chapter, it talks about, not the 6th verse, but in that chapter, verse of scripture talks about the worlds were framed by the word of God. So if God framed the worlds, the universe, the systems, amen, what you see out there, amen, what are you framing your world with your words? Are they negative or are they positive? Come on, Selah, ponder on it for a minute. Why are you going through what you're going through? Some that you see, some that you release. Let me be a little bit more clear out of your mouth. That's causing, you know, hell and high water and havoc and everything in your life. Is it what you're speaking, what you're saying, what you're framing? Because what you're speaking, what you're saying, if it's not positive, if it's not the word of God, if you're releasing negative words out of your mouth, you're framing your world. So you begin to speak, amen, and what the word is saying, amen. Then you're framing, amen, a good thing around you, your world around you. So I want to encourage you to begin to renounce, amen, any negative words, anything that you have released out of your mouth, begin to repent, begin to retract those words, words that you release in the atmosphere. In 1 Timothy, the first chapter, starting at the 18th verse, read the 18th and the 19th verse, and this is Paul telling Timothy. Paul told Timothy, he said, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy. Paul was a father figure to Timothy. Amen. Paul was Timothy's overseer. He was his mentor. I know Paul said there are many teachers, but a few fathers. So we need more fathers out there than teachers, amen, in this gospel, amen. But Paul began to say, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, which he was to say, he was saying this, according to the prophecies, you know, that was given you, that was prophesied to you over your life. He said that those by them might as war a good warfare. So Paul was letting Timothy know, you're going to have to warfare concerning those prophecies, concerning those words that were prophesied, that were spoken over your life. And he was telling, let him know to holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. So some people have put their faith away and it caused them to shipwreck, to fall away from the faith. The Word of God talks about many shall fall away from the faith in the last days, and we see that a whole lot right now, a great falling away in these last days, and there's definitely been a lot of that. And I want to just encourage you, the intercessors, amen, to get on the wall, to pray for those, amen, to intercede for those, to come back, amen, into the fold, amen, that they would hear the call of God, calling them and wooing them back, that they would have a ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto them, the church, amen. Don't give up. Don't talk down about them. Don't say, oh, I knew that was going to happen and so on, and allow the enemy to put you in a place where you're like being an accuser of the brethren, because Satan, he's the accuser of the brethren. He's constantly going before the Father, accusing us every single day and night, day in, day out, day in, day out, every day. So you don't want to be like the enemy, our adversary, amen, accusing your brethren, but pray for them, amen. But again, I want to encourage you you and I to warfare. And in closing, God told Joshua that he would drive their enemy, that they would drive the enemy out little by little. And that was before them, before they can be able to inherit the promised land. So notice, I had ministered on a message a couple of Sundays ago, about 3 days. Amen. Within 3 days, and that was pertaining to Joshua, the first chapter. Amen. In that chapter, many of you familiar with that text of scripture? Scripture was talking about Moses, my servant, is dead. That's what Moses obeyed the Lord. And Moses went on to be with the Lord, and God told Joshua to gird up his loins, to wipe his face, his tears, because Joshua was weeping and crying because, you know, Moses was gone, his mentor, his father figure, somebody he looked up to. He walked side by side. He was his armor bearer and everything, and now Moses is gone, and God let him know, you know, hey, Moses is dead, get up. Now I'm passing this torch onto you. I'm releasing this mantle onto you because you're the one who's going to call the people. You're the one who's going to cause them to cross over into the promised land. And God began to let them know that they're not going to cross over without a fight. They're going to drive the enemy out little by little. Now, God could have just came in one swoop with his hand and drove all the enemies out, but he didn't. God allowed that to happen for them to do that for a reason, because he was looking at their faith. He wanted them to have faith to believe him, because remember, the first generation, they didn't have faith. They doubted God. They murmured. They complained. They saw the handiwork of God. God's hand, his finger, amen, moving right in the midst of him, right in the midst of them, but yet they still doubted, they still murmured, and it caused them to wonder, amen, to go in into circles, repeating the same cycle over and over, amen. If you're wondering, are you repeating the cycle in your life, are you murmuring, are you complaining, amen, you don't want to be like the children of Israel going around in a circle, and you find yourself coming back to that same thing again, and you're like, when I'm going to get over this, you know, when is this going to end, and so on and everything. So are you being grateful, are you being thankful and praising the Lord? Because God was looking for them to be thankful and grateful unto him, and to bless him and to believe him and to have faith and know that they were well able to take the land from the giants. Amen. So, but we know that only two, which was Joshua and Caleb, and then their children, were the one that were able to go in to possess the land. But anyway, they had to drive their enemies out little by little. So I want to tell you, anytime you have a true prophetic word that is released into your life, it's going to be warfare concerning that word. Anytime you have a promise from God that was released into your life, it's going to be a war. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a warfare. The enemy is not going to allow you to come into it just that easy. He's not. But I want to encourage you with this. You get to put on the whole armor of God, and that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So be skillful with the weapons that God has given you. Use what you have in your hand, amen, and come at the enemy. Don't retreat, don't back up, knowing that you shall pursue, overtake, and recover all, amen, and then some, what God has promised. Well, my time is up, saints of God. I'd like to take this time to do an altar call, so to speak. Amen. For those of you that want to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, you may be listening right now. You may not be saved. You want to give this maybe your first time listening. Amen. You want to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be a backslider. You want to come back to the Lord. And it's been a fight for you. It's been hard for you. But it's just you open up your mouth and giving your life to the Lord. I just want you to repeat after me. Romans 10:9 said, if you just confess with your lips and believe with your heart that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead, then you're saved. It's just that simple. Confession from your lips and believing. You got to believe what you say and what you're speaking from your lips. And just repeat after me. Just say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, the Messiah who came in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. You died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. I now confess all my sins and repent. I claim forgiveness and cleansing. I believe that your blood cleanses me now from all sin. Thank you for redeeming me, cleansing me, and justifying me, and sanctifying me in your blood. Well, if you repeated that prayer after me, glory be to God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Amen. Right now, there's a heaven celebration going on in heaven. And if you're backsliding, you just gave your life back to the Lord, know that heaven is rejoicing for you as well. Amen. The fattest calf has been slayed for you. Amen. There's a party going on in heaven for you. Amen. That for you, that prodigal son, that prodigal daughter, welcome back to the kingdom. And those of you, this is your first time coming in, being saved and coming into the things of God, we want to welcome you into the kingdom of God, into the family of God. And I just pray right now that the Lord will fill you. Those of you that need to be filled, to fill you with the Holy Spirit right now with the evidence of speaking in new tongues. Amen. I just release it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Evangelist Hannah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. What a word of the man of God. Glory to God. I pray that y'all receive what the man of God has spoken today by the Spirit of the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We continue to rejoice in all things, no matter what you are going through. Glory to God. And at this time, I'm going to open up the line for prayer requests, testimony, so you may come forth now. Lines are now open. We still have some time left. Glory to God.
Even as you were saying, woman of God, about, you know, just pray. That's the key thing right there, is blessing God and giving thanks unto Him. Amen. That's what's going to see you through this phase in your life. Amen. This is what's going to release the blessings of God, because the Word of God said when the praises goes up, the blessings come down. And that's not a cliche. I know that you say it a lot in church and you hear that a lot, but that's actually in the Word of God. So when you actually praise God, amen, and being like Paul and Silas, when they were, not only they were beaten and whipped and slapped around and punched in the face and spit on and whipped with many stripes, and then not only threw in the jail, but they were threw in the inner prison, which I like to call the solitary confinement. And not only that, but put in stocks and feathers and chains and so on, and sitting in the dark somewhere. They had a legitimate gripe. They could have complained. They could have murmured God. God, have we not did your will? Have we not did what you, all that you would have us to do? You know, this is not just, you know, why is this happening to us? They could have did all of that. I mean, they could have, but they didn't. They began to sing songs. They began to pray. They began to worship God.
Amen.
And we all know the rest from there, you know, history, you know, with the Spirit of God came in. Amen. The wind of God And they came in and shook that whole prison. Not only open up their cells, but open up those around them. I tell you, you begin to praise God, you're the key to somebody else's deliverance. I don't know if many of you that have been listening to me have heard me saying in time past on the broadcast that it's bigger than you, that what you're going through is not for you, it's for somebody else. And that's a key example right there, Paul and Silas, because the others, they were loose from their prison. And then from them praising and thanking God, you're the key to somebody else's deliverance.
Thank you. Glory to God. That is so true, Apostle. I know that after working for 14 years, I had been working since I was 18, and I got, the doctor said I had an arthritis attack all over my body, and I couldn't write anymore, so I had to stop working. And I know through all of that, I got off my sick bed after three doctors said I should be bedridden, and I started volunteering at church. Sometimes I couldn't comb my hair. I had to put Bengay on as my cologne because my body ached so much. I had toothache all over my body. Then the doctor had said I had fibromyalgia. Could not start back working. But I praise God through it all. I knew when I went to church I had to put Bengay all on me, because once I get in the atmosphere, I could not stop from clapping. I could not stop from praising and worshiping Him in the midst of the pain. When I used to be able to pay a bill, when it came in the mail, then it came a time where I couldn't do nothing but pray over that bill. And that's 10 years ago. I haven't worked over 10 years. I'm on disability. I think they started me off with $600-something a month. Glory be to God. Now I'm at $900-something a month. Who can live off of that? You know, but God takes good care of me. But I praise Him. You can't understand my praise because you don't know what God has done for me in the midst of all of that. So that's just a part of it, my testimony. And you had said something else, Apostle, and I thought about, from the time I came into the body of Christ, I was always a tithe payer. And I was looking for, he said he opened up the windows of heaven and put me out of the bed, and I have no love to receive. But God, excuse me, was doing something in the inside of me spiritually. So that's where my blessings were coming from. And he had to do it first, excuse me, spiritually, because if he would have did it naturally, I wouldn't have respected that. I had to walk through what I had to walk through, and he did something in me spiritually. So now as he blessed me, I'm going to do the right thing with it.
I'm going to
listen to what he told me to do. Glory to God.
So I just
encourage y'all, as the apostle has also, that for the spirit of heaviness, God said, put on the garment of praise. I don't play. I love me some praise and worship music. Keep some praise and worship in my spirit. Wake up every morning. Thank you, God, for your grace and your love and your mercy, no matter how the flesh is trying to make me feel. Glory be to God. I just thank God.
You said a key
word. Thank God. Glory to God.
You said a key word, evangelist. You said a key word. Earlier, through your testimony you shared, you said you praised them in the midst of your pain. That's something right there. It don't necessarily have to be somebody grab that revelation right there. It don't necessarily have to be something physical.
Amen.
It can be something that you can be going through, you know, in the natural, mentally, on the job, in the workplace, or something that's causing you pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a key thing that you said. You praise Him in the midst of your pain. And somebody needed to grasp that word right there. To praise God through the midst of your pain, whether it's physical, financial, a mental attack, whether it's through family, whatever something may be causing you pain, praise Him through the midst of your pain. There's something else that came back to my attention. And earlier, about I was sharing with the people of God about God said He wasn't going to allow Joshua to enter, you know, to the promised land that easy. How He could have moved them out in one swoop, but He didn't. But you said another key thing right there. He wanted them to appreciate Him, to be thankful unto Him, that you know when you'll be grateful and thankful to hold on to something that's worth fighting for. You'll be more appreciative of it. If you didn't fight for something, then you won't appreciate it. If it was just handed to you and given to you, you won't have no appreciation for it. You won't be thankful for anything. What you would be murmuring, complaining. I want more. I'm tired of this manner. I want meat. Give me meat. And you get meat. You're tired of meat. I don't want the meat. I want this. You know, more. Amen. So that was something else key that you said as well.
Glory
so
to
you,
God.
You learn to appreciate
Glory
it. To you know, something that you have to fight for,
Amen.
You appreciate it.
Amen. And also the word of God say, lead not to your own understanding. We can't understand what God is doing.
Hmm.
Now, this time and this season and these end times, we cannot understand. Leave not to your understanding. God does some things and we're like, wow, God.
Wow.
You did totally opposite of what my natural mind was thinking that you was going to do. But I know this is you.
Wow.
Because I feel it in the spirit.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, God. And Apostle, Kingdom Builders International is having a prophetic prayer, intercessory prayer conference in Detroit, Michigan. I sent you the information. So we just want you to lift up the conference. We know that we're going in, Prophet Teresa is from Detroit, Michigan, but we're going into a territory that is not known to us. And we just want you to lift up the conference, and we just, by faith, believing God that everything that's needed is going to be provided, because this is a vision that he gave the woman of God, and I'm just standing side by side with her for the vision to come to pass.
Amen. I just agree. I know that you guys have been praying and laboring, even doing some consecration. I'm pretty sure concerning this great event. I know it is, like you said, new territory for you guys. God is expanding your borders and enlarging your territories and, you know, stretching out, you know, your state and everything. So I just agree with you right now in prayer. We're going to continue to do so even up in coming to the time. We're going to keep you guys on our prayer list as well. And we agree right now in the name of Jesus concerning this event. God, Father, I pray that they will even move forth with an apostolic and prophetic thrust and break open, Lord, this region, this territory for them, God, that you would give them the heathens, God, amen, to rule over, God, with the rod, God, with the scepter, God, this region, this territory, God, in the name of Jesus, God, from the enemy, God. For, Lord, you have given them power and authority over all the powers of the enemy, God. You have seated them far above principalities and powers, and in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for it right now, God, that they would go forth and, Lord, take this place for the kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that even as the other intercessors and prayer warriors begin to come together, God, as they begin to congregate together in one place, God, that you would get the glory, Lord, let it be an open heavens and a mighty outpouring of your spirit, God. And Lord, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus for revelation, God, and impartation, God, in this event, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God. We thank you for a great moving, God, a great deliverance, God, in that region, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just pray right now, let this be a continual thing, God. Let this not be a one-time thing, God, but we pray according to your will, God, that this is something that you're doing, Lord, that it'll be something continual, Lord, that something may be set up there, God, in the name of Jesus, to keep this going, God, be a center, a place for intercessors and prayer warriors, God, and even a place of equipping and training, God, for those that properly know how to intercede and to pray prophetically, God, in warfare and songs, Lord, according to the word of God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God, and we come against backlash, retaliation of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. We cancel the assignment of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, for the resource, everything that it needs, Lord, let it be more than enough, God. In the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you, Lord God, for those that will come and finance, God, what they're doing, the vision, God, and say, I want to be a financer of it, God. In Jesus' name, thank God, amen, and amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Apostle. Glory to God. If anyone else on the line that would like prayer or has a testimony, you can call forth now.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I want to tell the man of God, thank you so much for that word. It was so powerful and awesome. I was laying in my bed, and I was just getting down on myself, going through my situation that I'm going through right now, and all I could do is just pray, and I was just asking God, like, Lord, I need the word, I need the word, I need the word. And I received a text message to join in on the prayer line, and I just wanted to thank you so much because I just feel so good. Like, right now I could just, I'm at peace through, you know, what I'm going through right now. And I just want to say again, thank you for the word, and it was very powerful.
Amen. I want to encourage you with this. If there is a call of God upon your life, God is preparing you to do the work of ministry in these end times. You kind of like have not really been understanding, you know, like somewhat of why you've been going through some of the things that you've been, you know, going through in your life is because of the call of God that is upon your life. Are you involved in any type of worship?
Yes.
Okay, because usually, you know, a lot of times when if you're a worshiper and you're involved in worship and that's upon your life, the enemy tends to come to try to attack your time and try to bring you into a depression and everything, not only because the prophetic, there's a prophetic call upon your life as well. A lot of times the enemy, he fights, you know, he does that with God's prophetic people and everything. So just be continued to worship God and do what you've been doing. And even as you do that, that's going to begin to break and begin to lift up off of you. And also, too, God's going to use you. I see God using you to be an encourager to many others when others are going through some things in their life. And I see God using you to encourage other people to speak the words of life into their life. So what you're going through is all in preparation what God has planned for your life. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. And Lord, I just pray that clarity, God, will come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name concerning, Lord, that which you are calling for her to do, Lord, with a surety in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Prophet Teresa, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Evangelist.
Praise God.
So I just praise God for the word that went forth. I was en route, and I just thank God for what he's doing through you, Apostle, and the woman of God, our prophetess Angel. I just bless God for the word that went forth, and I want to just say to Sister Keisha, just stay on the wall. Stay on the wall. Safety is on the wall. And as the men of God encourage you to your worship is important. So I just want to encourage everyone on the line, go back into the archives and listen to the broadcast again, because every time you eat the word of God, it's encouragement. It builds you up. So I just thank you, Apostle, for just setting yourself apart to pour into the people of God, even those that are on the internet and those that are on the lines and even those that will come in and listen later. I am excited about what God is doing, and truly we solicit your prayers as we go forth doing as God direct us. And as you say, you'll keep us in your prayers, and we are doing likewise. But I want to cover you with a word of prayer. And Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for your man of God. Father, I call him faithful. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are preserving him. I thank you, Father, that he is abounding in blessings and with blessings, and he will not grow weary in well-doing, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that he will reap, Father, because he will not faint. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that every good work that you have begun in him, Father, it will be perfected, Father. And, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that your continual blessing of triumph will be in his life and everything that concern him. I cover him and his family with the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against him, his family, and even the ministry, it shall not prosper. We cut it, we chop it from the root, and we thank you that it will not grow back in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you will just sanctify him even the more, Lord God, for the master's use. I thank you, Lord God, that you are instructing him, that you're teaching him, Lord God, and as he pour into your people, Lord God, that he's pouring into good grounds, Father, and they shall manifest, the manifestation shall come forth. And I thank you that everything around him, that it will bloom, Lord God, for the time that he has set apart to sow into your people, Father. And we thank you for your love that is covering him, and as he shepherds the flock that you have gave him, Lord God, I thank you that he will see growth in the ministry, that he will see growth in their lives, Lord God. And, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that it's not by numbers, but it's by growth that we look for in God's people. And I thank you for that growth, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you're moving by your spirit in his life. Thank you, Father God, that you are birthing out something new in his ministry, Father, to assist him in the call and the assignment that you have given him, Father. And, Father, we restore, we ask you to replenish, we ask you to renew, Lord God, and we ask you, Father God, to give him the desires of his heart as he has delighted himself in you. We decree and declare that it is so. And we stand on your word, Lord God. That's all we have is you and your word. And, Father, we just thank you for what you are doing and what you are going to do. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we stand in agreement with the word that have went forth. In Jesus' holy name, we say amen and glory to God.
Amen. I agree.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Apostle, can you give information out for your ministry and your service times?
Sure. Quickly, we are Repair the Breach International Ministry. We're located at 11201 South Cottage Grove Avenue, and that's in Chicago, Illinois, 60628 in the upper room. And then Sunday at 3 p.m., and our Tuesday service is at 7 p.m., our service, prophetic service of fire, and also August the 14th. We're going to have Apostle Solomon Kepke from Cape Town, South Africa, back with us. Again, that's August the 14th, Tuesday at 7 p.m. from our Apostle Solomon Kepke from Cape Town, South Africa. And also on August 21st, we're going to have our very own Apostle Jesse L. Miller, our overseer from East Chicago, Indiana, who's going to be ministering on 7 p.m. Tuesday as well on August the 21st. And then also on the 29th of September, I'm going to be with Integrity Praise Outreach Ministry, myself and Prophetess Flowers. We're going to be holding an event where we're going to be empowering and releasing the women of God for kingdom building. And we're going to be activating, releasing, amen, to do prophetic evangelism and impartation. And that's going to be September 29th at the Four Point Sheraton, 7353 South Cicero Avenue, and the time is going to be at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we're going to have a designated area that we're going to be going out releasing the women of God out into. We're going to be there with them, but the women of God is going to go out into minister, amen, unto the men of God, and it's based off of the word of God in Matthew's, amen, when Jesus told Mary to go and to tell the brethren, amen, that he is risen, amen, praise God. So, but you can reach me at area code 773-888-3356. If you need some more information, that's area code
773-888-3356. Glory to God, and thank you very much, Apostle. And as Kingdom Builders International is setting up Kingdom Builders Plaza, we will have a link for the Apostle. Any information for his ministry, you'll be able to click on the link and get all the information. Glory to God.
Amen. Evangelist, can I just
yes.
Website is www.kingdombuildersplaza.org, and all of the hosts and all the programs that come on Blog Talk, there will be a link that you'll be able to click on to get all of their ministries information. We're going to try to keep abreast with what they're doing, so that you can be blessed with these ministries. Again, the website is www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. Thank you.
Thank you. Glory be to God. And again, we thank everyone that has called in. We thank God for all the internet listeners. And again, men of God, we just thank you for your faithfulness. And God love you, and we love you also, and good night.
Amen. God bless you. Good night. Thank you guys for having me on.